bolster your immune system, help alleviate stress, take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need, nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org.
Seeing some people that are propagating a lot of confusion when it comes to the Moors, seeing far too many people that are attached to the black title. And these are people with their own platforms. That means they have viewers. That means they have some measure of influence. That means they have an agenda that they subscribe to. The way around it, the way through it, the way to further any understanding is through books. Whether these people are reading the right or the wrong books is not known, but they're getting on here on their soapbox and they're misinformed and they are relaying misinformation, and they have cast themselves as treasonous or traitors because they're engaged in treasonous activity. Those of you out there that might be catching this live or later, who are Asiatic or melanated people, just need to ask yourself this one question. What nationality is black? What nation do you come from? I mean, it's one question, it's a two-part question, but you get the point. So many of those out there that are promoting confusion among our people. And I could somewhat see why. It's because it may interfere with their bottom line. It may interfere with their bottom line situation in terms of earning fiat, those reserve notes, finances. They're beholden to something they don't want to admit that they're beholden to. I get it, because I'm still beholden to it to a certain extent. But as I've mentioned before, in these little impromptu conversations, I'm learning myself every day. I consider myself a learning Moor, not a learning black man. I don't identify with black because I realize that it's less to do with color of skin, that it's a caste category that you're placed in by an established construct, a construct that keeps you subservient in ways, methods, means, and scope. And you are deprived your proper entitlement. Your proper entitlement as a human being, as a private person, as an individual, that is not reliant on government, that's not reliant on an establishment. Once you gain some sliver of an understanding of that is when you yourself can make some progress in learning yourself and at some point sharing the information with others. I'm not here to debate anything with people. That's not my position. My position is gathering the information, gathering proof that bolsters the knowledge that I obtain. That's through research. That's through speaking with people that perhaps are more scholarly than you. And I'm not saying through the Europeans' books. I'm not saying through the education from the Albion, so to speak, because it's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. It's all in your spirit. It's all in your heart. And you need to come to terms with that. So what is it I'm doing? I'm learning every day, and it's a process. Even though it is rather simple in scope, right? But it was made complicated. You see, I have people that I know that work in real estate and in other industries, and they work in other professions that don't allow them to be this free thinking. It doesn't allow them to be truly free, because it's not the material that makes you free. It's not the promissory notes that make you free. It's being sovereign, a private person, an individual. People are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're not going to see the light. I mean, there's some people that believe that people will come around, and it's actually imperative that we all come around right now. Because things are changing and they're not necessarily getting better. Just look around you. You don't even have to be a news watcher. Just look around you at what's going on. There's people out here that are presenting facts. And I don't ordinarily name drop, but you have people in contemporary circles now, such as a Kush Day, a Sabir Bey, Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey, Res Publica of Morocco, and other organizations, other groups that are advancing the information. It's not necessarily a matter of belief. It's a matter of the information being exposed to you so you can perform due diligence in the learning of self, reaching a suitable determination. That determination is to be free. It's controversial. It's provocative to have such views. And it comes with a certain amount of risk involved. You have to determine if it's worth the risk If it's worth the risk to your career, if it's worth the risk risking it for your family situation. Because this does pose conflict when you have these certain ideals, when you have changing ideologies, divergent ideologies, separate from what you once went by. And those different ideologies that you follow definitely would conflict the status quo. You have to recognize where you are. You have to recognize what the status quo is. You have to find the truth for yourself. And as I mentioned, there are those that I watch. I don't necessarily say I follow, but I guess I will say I follow them because I support what they do. You know, when I'm on here too, sometimes I'll say that I don't really care if I get the likes, I don't care if I get the follows. Well, actually, I do, because especially in a situation where the media can be monetized, I'm not trying to necessarily capitalize from it, but I'm trying to get it to support my bottom line. You won't necessarily hear me openly ask for donations or even press towards that, but I'll make it anyway. Because in actuality, I really don't care. I'll make a way myself. A way will be made for me to do my part to bring forth the information that needs to be brought out. Because I happen to believe in more Moorish American media and advancing that. I happen to believe in that. It's not a concept, it's not a dream project. It's something I've actually always had in mind for years. Because black media, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as black anyway, we know that. Or we should, if we read definitions. But see, a lot of us tend to think that those are, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. A lot of people seem to think that those definitions are old definitions, and they're actually not. They have not been revised. That's why you get old books, old dictionaries, old reference material. The United States Constitution hasn't changed. So it becomes vitally important to understand definitions, legal definitions, also understanding that words are spells. That's why they call it spelling, right? But yes, people tell you that you're playing semantics and everything, but there is a word in the dictionary. It's called legalese. Legalese is a real word that is in many dictionaries. I've checked. It's a word with a definition to it. So what I fail to understand is there was a social media influencer, I'll say, that called the Black's Law Dictionary the Black's Law Bible. I don't know what kind of slight that was, because, well, typically when you're facing a magistrate, those are the actual Bibles that they use. Black's Law, Bouvier's, and many others. They use that to come up with legal definitions against your ass when you're before the magistrate in open court. So how come, or why is it that we have so many people that are in denial of the fact that these reference books are tools that are used against denizens, those deemed undesirable in society? You know, in most extreme cases, it could be somebody that's experiencing mental distress. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those of us that are placed in the caste category I talked about. And it needs to be said over and over and over and over again, because we have celebrities out here that are still influencing people or trying to influence people to get jabbed. And there's information every day that's emerging, that's coming out about instances where people are dying or are otherwise experiencing adverse effects of what they're trying to tell you it is, but it is not. Just by the sheer fact of how that substance works within your body on a molecular level, the fact that it changes molecular structure. And I'm not a scientist, but you're gonna follow singers, football players, and dancers to tell you to get jabbed up. I think we have lost ourselves entirely. You know, we don't seem to understand that real change does come with a measure of discomfort. And there are people, those of us among us in society, that have compromised themselves or will compromise themselves to wrongfully influence you. Yeah, I can't help but think that we're lost. I think we're more than a lost tribe. We're lost tribes, plural. We're all running in our little circles, social circles, thinking that we're accepted with the illusion of inclusion. You know, this is starting to become a really lonely walk for me. I mean, not literally, but this is becoming a really, really lone walk for me into this, what I call Moorish consciousness. as I get closer and closer to standing on my square. With each waking day now, which each waking day that I rise from rest, I think of my sovereignty. You know, I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. I've signed on the dotted line no less than maybe two or three times in my life to give my life for this country, this corporate nation state. What makes you think that I'm not prepared to give my life to work for my sovereignty? As for me, the line has been drawn, but there are so many of us that are out here willing just to stay in within the delusion.
All right, so there it is. You have it. That was another edition of the Walk and Talk, I guess. Walk and Talk. I'm going to start doing on a fairly regular basis, just something spontaneous, hopefully a little organic, hopefully enjoyable, as I talk about different things under the sun. Live on Tuesdays, 11 in the morning, and Thursdays, 11 in the morning, Central Time. Live edition of Learning More Chronicles. Learning More Chronicles. Live streaming on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube tomorrow. And Thursdays, 11 a.m. Be sure to catch it. You know, just to be clear, I tend to look at everything from a Moorish American standpoint. And there are times where I'm not always speaking about, you know, history or the civilization itself, or even, you know, I might touch on religion a little bit as associated with the Moors. But sometimes I feel like deviating from all that stuff and all the seriousness. And well, not that this particular topic is serious or not serious or funny or humorous, but I like to talk about everyday life. I'm going to share that with you today.